Shvuas, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Shvuas bitui noheges ba'anoshim u'benoshim. This is a lashon that Chazal used in various places in Shas. Mitzvahs, which l'chayu, there shouldn't be any reason why there should be a differential between men and women. It's not mitzvah seshes ma'agroma, and it has nothing to do with any role that a woman shouldn't play. But the Mishnah speaks it out, and usually this type of thing is agav, an expression of something which is cholcha anoshim anoshim. And we'll give a heads up. The place where there is a chilik in hilchos shvuos between men and women is by shvuos ha'edus. A woman can't say edus in bezdin. Men are kosher edus, not women. So shvuos ha'edus by definition is banoshim v'loy banoshim. So Mishnah comes lafuke. Shvuos bitu neheges banoshim v'noshim. Berchoikim u'bekroivim, the same idea. Somebody that's related or not related. What does that have to do with the shvuah? I can't make a shvuah that I'm not going to have to do with somebody that I am related or somebody that I never met before. Clearly, lafuke shvuah so edus, where there's a difference, because edim, the only people that can be nishba to not say edus are people that are royal edus, only kroivim, only rechoikim and not kroivim. Biksherim u'bepsulim, again, somebody who's kosher edus, or somebody who's did naveira, that would render him posel edus. Bifnei bezin shaloi bifnei bezin. What does that have to do with bezin? Shvuas bitui is when a person is being nishba, he will eat, he won't eat, he will sleep, he won't sleep. So all these categories are all lafuke shvuas edus. Mipi atzmoi, the shvua is a shvua even if he sakes the shvua himself. It doesn't have to be administered to him. We'll see later on in the Masechta that shvuas that are administered by Beis Din are in that context. A shvua over here is something that's nothing to do with anybody administering to him. He makes a shvua. Shvuas bitui is chal, and he's mechuyif to keep it, and he's oiv if he doesn't keep it, if it's piatzmoy. The chayovin al zdoine makis val shigigosa korban elavir. The din of shvuas bitui is that there's malchus if he's oiv it with the hasro. And if he's over b'shoikik, this is the carbon of yarid kimavur in Vayikra Perakeh. That's what we've been discussing. We just would want to point out one thing, one famous case that's worth mentioning, where Chayovin al Zdoina Makis is a discussion. What happens if a person makes a shvuas bitui like this? He makes a shvua that he will eat this loaf of bread. Or not this loaf of bread, he makes a shvua that he will eat today. Now, let's say today goes till Shkia, let's say. So today, the day ends at 6 o'clock, let's say. He made the Shvua this morning at 7 o'clock. So he has 11 hours today. Ani oichel hayoy. In the next 11 hours, he has to eat. You can't give him malchus for not eating breakfast because he could eat a snack, he could eat lunch, he could be making the Shvua at any point. What happens if Hasra is given to him at 12 o'clock noon? And the Edim say to him, Rabid, you better eat, because if you go till the end of the day without eating, you're even on the Shvuas Bitui. Can he get Malchus at the end of the day if he goes the whole day based on that Hasro? So this seems to be a case of the Gemara, where the Gemara says that this is a Machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish. The klal is that there won't be Malchus for Hazah Shvuah. Why not? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish are both masking that he doesn't get Malchus. One said that the Hezber is because of what's called, he's being over on a Lav Shem by Maisa. Haloi, he's over on the Shvuah by not eating. He didn't do a Maisa to violate the Shvuah. The Shvuah is he has to do something, he didn't do it. So you're right. If his Shvuah was that I'm not going to eat today, if you gave him Asro and then he does eat, he's over by Maisa. The other Hezber, not clear who holds what. The other Hezbollah is what's called the Musik of Hasra Sofik. Hasra Sofik means that the Hasra is given at 12 o'clock. The Hasra is given at 12 o'clock. Haloi, he could always eat at 1, at 2, at 3, at 4, and so on. So the Hasra is not a Hasra, it's Hasra Sofik. Now, there's a very basic question. Why is the Hasra Sofik? It's more than that. It's not a Hasra. Hasra has to be given right before the Avera. You can't give Hasra hours before. In fact, the Gemara in Ksuba Staf Lama Gimel says Hasra has to be Terechid Dibur of the Aver. So anyways, the Hasra over here is not a Hasra. So you look at Rashi. Rashi says over here in the Sugya that the Hasra was given to him B'Soif HaYoyim, and the reason why the Hasra is not a Hasra is because he has Shul HaTzamtzim. You look at Rabbeinu Chananel in Psochim. This Gemara is also brought in the fifth parak in Psochim. And Rabbi Nachman says over there on Pesachim Daf Samach Beis says something interesting, that they actually gave him Hasura Toich De Dibur. You know of what? Of he made the Shua. The Edim gave him Hasura at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they said, "Don't make the Shua because you might not be Mekayim it." And Rabbi Nachman is clearly coming because of this problem that you have to give Hasura Toich De Dibur Daver. So he says it's Toich De Dibur of the Shua. The Chiddush Rabbi Nachman, the Lomdish bombshell over here, is Rabbi Nachman seems to be mavur that if he goes the next 11 hours and he's not mekayim the shvuah's bitui, the averu wasn't in the eating and the not eating. He didn't create an isser or a mitzvah to eat. What he did was he created a shvuah that turned out was not nisamis, was not ratified, was not emes. It was a shvuah that was turned into sheker. So what happens is if he doesn't eat for the next 11 hours retroactively, l'mafreya, the shvuah now is a shvuah's sheker. So that means that when he made the shvuah, that's not very. Except the fact is that he has the next 11 hours to work it out, so it's a shvuah, it's hasra sofik. A tremendous chiddush, Rabbi Nachman, tremendous chiddush, which really turns over the lumdus of the hilchos shvuahs. Now let's learn the last mishnah over here in the dinim of shvuahs bitui, mishnah Yud Aleph. Shvuah Shov, the Shvuah, the case that we had before, where the Shvuah is not Chal, it's nothing, it's meaningless. Neheges, like we said, the same Akdama, Banoshim, Benoshim, Bechokim, Bekroivim, Bekshayim, Bepsulim, this has nothing to do with any of these categories, Bifnei Bezin, Shalai, Bifnei Bezin, Biatzmai. Now, in both Mishnahs, we say these Klolim, because they're true, Legabi, both, and both are Lafuk, Yeshua, Seidus, that we'll soon have. Now the Mishnah adds the flip side, Mipi Atzmai is a Mujba Idei Acher. Like we said, Shvuas that are administered in Bezin, we understand, because that's the context. But the Mishnah does say that over here as well, a Shvuah can be made by oneself, but it could also be a Mujba Acher. Achazu v'achazu, both a Shvuas Bitu and a Shvuas Shov, HaMujba Mipi Acher is Chayiv. Okay, so what's the case? Omar. He says, Lo yachalti hayoim. He says, Reuven and Shimon are in an argument. Reuven says, I didn't eat anything today. Shimon says, I don't believe you. Or he says, Lo hinachti tvon layam. I didn't put on tvon. Shimon says, I don't believe you. You didn't put on tvon today. Mashbiach ani. I'm being mashbiach you. Va'omar omein chayiv. If Shimon mentions the word shvuah, it's actually Reuven who's making the shvuah. Shimon is saying, I'm being mashbiach you. And Reuven affirms that. And he says, omein. That omen is an affirmation of being mekabel the shvuah, and then his avera is when the shvuah turns out not true. The makor of this mechudesh degadin that a shvuah doesn't have to be set out, but it could be with an omen is mekabel the shvuah. Like we say omen when a person says answers omen to a bracha, we say that he's part of the bracha. There gotta be any bracha that a person's yoytzu with somebody else. The makor of this specifically the gabi a shvuah is learned out from Parshas Soita in Parshas Nosoi, and it says over there that the Kehanim in the Beis Hamikdash, if a woman was accused of being Mizana, they're Mashbiah Va'omra Ho'isha Omen Omen. The Torah says, the woman says Omen, it doesn't say she has to make the Shuah. So we see from there that a Mujmin Piachem is called making a Shuah and Chayiv. Chayiv Malkis or Chayiv Korban, if it was B'shoikik. These are part of the Din of Shavuos. We're now finished the Din of Shavuos Bitui. We're going to move on to Bezdin related Shavuos in Mitzvah Hashem the next parak.